Tiger fans, direct your attention to home plate where we have a living legend in Tiger baseball. This year, Stan is celebrating his 55th year as the Tiger's honorary bat boy and is recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most durable bat boy in baseball history.
At the end of the seventh inning of each home game, Stan Bronson Jr. stands on home plate, tips his hat, and takes a bow. Bronson has a speech impediment, mild palsy, and a mental disability. Bronson says before he came to the U of M, he was fired from the athletic department at Rhodes College.
They fired me.
They fired you?
Yeah.
Why did they fire you?
They didn't like my attitude.
Bronson's mother brought her son over to the U of M. As Bob Wynn, associate athletic director, recalls, they spoke with football coach Billy Spook Murphy.
Coach Murphy tells the story that Stan said, "I need a job." Coach Murphy said, "Well, son, I'm sorry, but I don't have money in my budget to pay for anybody else." And Stan said, "Don't need money, need a job."
Since Bronson's arrival on campus, many in the community look out for him. Fans have taken him out to eat, and players give the honorary bat boy a ride, since he doesn't have a car. Most recognize Stan the man on campus by his "Hi You" greeting.
Hi!
How are you?
Even the Tigers' Division I head coach, Darren Schroenrock, acts as a chauffeur for the team's bat boy.
A lot of times he'll be leaned against my truck door when I come out of the office building in time to come over to practice. We encourage our guys to embrace Stan every day. And, you know, like even right now, you can go in the locker room and he's sitting in there talking with the guys. So he knows a lot about the game of baseball from seeing so many games. He's seen more baseball games than anybody in our dugout.
Bronson has played in more than 2,500 games. That's more than Lou Gehrig's Major League Baseball record. When the university built its new baseball field, FedEx Park, 3 years ago, they created a steel cage next to the dugout, especially for Bronson. Wynn says Bronson's bungalow wasn't part of the original blueprint.
And to keep Stan protected, I think they created the little chain link area where his chair is so that balls fouled off would not hit Stan and hurt him.
When Bronson's mother passed away, she left a trust and house for her son. Bronson has a lifetime pass to the university cafeteria, and the athletic training staff sees to his medical needs. But there are growing concerns. Beverly Dunn put together Bronson's application for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Stan is not on Medicare, Medicaid, TennCare. He's not on anything, and he doesn't have insurance.
Bronson has never collected a paycheck and is not eligible for Social Security or disability. This past year, Bronson's annual birthday party doubled as a fundraiser to offset future medical costs.
We're very fortunate that Stan has not had any major medical problems. Stan doesn't take any kind of medicine. He doesn't wear glasses. In a way, he's kind of a medical miracle for his age.
Bronson no longer lives with caretakers in his childhood home. Due to the rising cost of repairs, the university moved him into an independent living community, where his room has a view of campus. It's the first time he's lived on his own, and the very social Bronson doesn't like being by himself.
I don't like to live by myself. I like to be doing at night when I go to bed.
Socializing has kept the 84-year-old going. Bronson holds a record for durability, yet he was never expected to live to even a quarter of his age. Here's Bob Wynn.
I remember his mother telling us one time that when Stan was a very young child, the family physician told her that Stan's life expectancy would be 8 or 9 years. We think, really, quite frankly, that athletics has kept Stan alive and going.
From his bungalow, protected from line drives and foul balls, Bronson can see his retired jersey in right field. At the top of the eighth, he heads out to home plate to take a bow. For WKNO News, I'm Sarah Hoover.